remembering also the saints who have pleased you since the beginning. Our holy fathers, the patriarchs, the prophets, the apostles, the preachers, the evangelists, the martyrs, the confessors, and all the spirits of the righteous perfected in the faith, most of all the pure, full of glory, ever virgin, holy Theotokos, and St. John the Forerunner Baptist, and Martyr St. Stephen the Proto-Deacon and Proto-Martyr, St. Mark the Only Apostle, Evangelist and Martyr, the Patriarch St. Severus, St. Cyril, St. Basil, St. Gregory, our Righteous Father, the Great Abba Anthony, the Righteous Abba Paul, the Three Saints, Abba Mekel, our Father, Abba John, our Father, Abba Pishoy, our Holy Roman Fathers, Maximus and Domitius, the 49 Martyrs, the Strong Saint Abba Moses, our Father, Abba Flom of the Kenonia, our Father, Abba Shenudi, the Archbenedite, and our Father, Abba Nofid, the and our Father, Abba Samuel, the Confessor, our Holy Righteous Father, the Pope and Patriarch, Baba Abba Kirinus the Sixth, and our Father, the Bishop of Fayyum, and Giza Abba Abraham, and Michael of Behera, his disciple, and the Archdeacon, Habib Gergis, and all the choir of your saints, not that we are worthy, O Master, to intercede for the blessedness of those who are there, but rather they are standing before the tribunal of your only begotten Son, that they may be interceding instead of our poverty and our frailty. May you be a forgiver of our iniquities for the sake of their holy supplications and for the sake of your blessed name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the of our holy fathers, the patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us.
sacrifices the offering.
Pray for those who provide for the sacrifices, offerings, first fruit, oil, incense, coverings, reading books, and altar vessels, that Christ our God may reward them in the heavenly Jerusalem and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Thanksgiving of those who have offered to the honor and glory of your holy name. Receive them upon your holy rational altar in heaven as a sweet savor of incense before your greatness in the heavens through the service of your holy angels and archangels. As you have received the gifts of the righteous, able the sacrifice of our father Abraham and the two mites of the widow, so also receive the thank offerings of your servants, those in abundance or those in scarcity, hidden or manifest, those who desire to offer to you but have none, and those who have offered these gifts to you this very day. Give them the incorruptible instead of the corruptible, the heavenly instead of the earthly, and the eternal instead of the temporal. Their houses and their stores, fill them with every good thing. Surround them, O Lord, by the power of your holy angels and archangels. As they have remembered your holy name on earth, remember them also, O Lord, in your kingdom. And in this age too, leave them not be. Our Patriarch, the Honored Father, the Pope, Baba Abba Tawadros II, and his spiritual brethren, the Patriarch of Antioch, Merednatus Ephraim II, and the Patriarch of Eritrea, Abuna Antonios.
Pray for the life and standing of the Honored Father, the High Priest, Pope Abba Tawadros II, and his spiritual brethren, the Patriarch of Antioch, Merignatus Ephraim II, and the Patriarch of Eritrea, Abun Antonios, that Christ our God may keep their lives for us many years and peaceful times, and forgive us our sins.
Keep them secure for us for many years and peaceful times, fulfilling that holy high priesthood that which you have entrusted them from yourself, according to your holy and blessed will, rightly handling the word of truth, shepherding your people in purity and righteousness. Grant them and us peace and safety in every place. Their prayers which they offer on our behalf and on behalf of all your people, as well as ours on their behalf. Receive them upon your own heavenly and rational altar and the sweet savor of incense. All their enemies, visible and invisible, trample and humiliate under their feet speedily. As for them, keep them in peace and righteousness in your holy church.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, the other Orthodox bishops in all places, and with them our honored bishop, Abba.
Christ our God may keep us from every evil and forgive us our sins.
And the priests, the deacons, the subdeacons, the readers, the chanters, the exorcists amongst the virgins, the widows, the orphans, the ascetics, and the laity, those who are joined in wedlock and those who rear children, those who said to us, remember us, and those who did not say this, those whom we know and those whom we do not know, our enemies and our loved ones, O God, have mercy. In every place of the world.
Pray for the rest of the Orthodox in every place of the whole world, that Christ our God may confirm them in the Orthodox faith and keep them from every evil the days of their life and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
In every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Pray for the security of this holy place in every place, in every monastery of our Orthodox fathers, the deserts and the elders who dwell therein, and for the security of the world altogether, that Christ our God may keep them from every evil and forgive us our sins.
In every city, and every country, and the villages, and every house of the faithful, and keep us all in the Orthodox faith to the last breath, for this alone is our. And those who are partners with us in prayer.
Pray for those who are standing in this place, and those who are partners with us in prayer, that Christ the God may keep them and guard them and receive their prayers to himself, and have mercy upon them and forgive us our sins.
Our fathers and brethren and the rest who are in every place of the world, and keep them with us by the armies of the holy powers, and save us from the fiery blazing darts of the devil, from every diabolic ambush, and from the trap of false justification.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, all those who have bidden us to remember them.
To remember them in our supplications and prayers, each one according to his name, and each one according to her name, that Christ our God may remember them in goodness at all times, and forgive us our sins.
In our supplications and prayers which we offer up unto you, O Lord our God, and at this time of this holy anaphora, those whom we remember at all times, as well as those who are in the mind of each one of us, and their memorial which has now taken place, may it be for them like a steadfast fortress, overcoming every harm of the demons and the counsel of wicked.